With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Two high-profile NBA figures are among some 30 others who face charges of sports betting and involvement with organized crime. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Portland Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier are among those charged with schemes involving illegal sports betting and rigged poker games backed by the mafia. FBI Director Kash Patel says more than 30 people are facing charges.
The charges and the arrests that were taken down across this country range from wire fraud, money laundering, extortion, robbery, illegal gambling.
Two indictments. Billups is charged in a wide-ranging scheme to rig underground poker games backed by mafia families. New York Police Commissioner Jessica Tisch says Rozier is accused in an illegal sports betting scheme using private insider NBA information. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Senate on Thursday rejected dueling partisan bills to pay federal workers during the government shutdown, with both Republicans and Democrats deflecting blame as many employees are set to miss their first full paycheck at the end of this week. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the government shutdown may affect flights being canceled.
Reiterate, we are all about safety, and we will make sure we work every day on that part of our job. But again, I can't guarantee you that your flight's going to be on time. I can't guarantee you that your flight's not going to be canceled. It's going to depend on our air traffic controllers coming in to work every single day.
The government shutdown is in its fourth week. Lithuanian President Gitanas Nausėda says Russian military planes violated Lithuania's airspace on Thursday evening. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 144 points, the Nasdaq rose 201, the S&P advanced 39. This is SRN News. A new study counts the number of churches in America.
It comes from data analyst Ryan Burge, and it concludes that the religious organization with the most congregations is the Southern Baptist Convention, with more than 51,000. Non-denominational churches come in second with a bit more than 44,000, and the United Methodists are third with 30,000. The distribution far from even. Burge reports in Arkansas there's one church for every 400 people. In Nevada, it's one for every 2,000. Michael Harrington reporting.
More than three-quarters of Americans, 77%, believe gun detection technology should be deployed in schools, workplaces, and even houses of worship. That's according to a new poll of thousands of adults released by Propeller Insights. Respondents express overwhelming support for integrating gun detection devices into existing video surveillance systems as part of comprehensive safety measures. This is SRN News. Britain's antitrust watchdog on Wednesday targeted Google and Apple for their strategic roles in mobile ecosystems, opening the door for regulators to impose changes to their business practices to improve competition. We hear more on this story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
The Competition and Markets Authority escalated scrutiny of the two American tech companies by labeling them with strategic market status. It follows separate probes that the CMA opened into Google's Android and Apple's iOS using newly acquired digital market regulations. The watchdog has said Apple and Google hold an effective duopoly, with 90 to 100% of mobile devices in Britain running on either mobile platform. Google has called the decision disappointing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.